Deer disease confirmed in two more counties. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's a challenge facing all wildlife agencies across the country.
Gibson and McNary counties are the latest to have confirmed cases of chronic wasting disease in the deer population. That brings the total to 11 West Tennessee counties now since the first cases were identified in Fayette and Hardeman counties in 2018. Stephanie Durno-Carnes is Assistant Chief of Game Species for the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency.
Chronic wasting disease is always fatal in deer. It can take anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half from the time an animal is exposed until the time that they can start to show symptoms. And then it can take them several months to die. So the entire disease progression can be as much as 18 months to 2 years. And during that time, the animal is infectious.
Stephanie Durno-Carnes says there has never been a known case of CWD spreading to humans. But TWRA recommends that hunters use gloves when field dressing the harvest and not consume any meat from those animals that have been confirmed positive for CWD.
It's not good for our deer herds. It's not a cause for alarm, simply a change in how we manage the deer and how careful we are with animals that we've harvested.
Now, the TWRA is helping people who harvest CWD-positive deer in a couple of ways. Hunters who harvest a positive deer can receive a $75 voucher to redeem for processing their next deer. And residents who harvest two or more CWD-positive deer during the season will receive an annual sportsman license for 2022.
Get online at CWD in Tennessee to understand the most current changes, because obviously the hunting guide was printed before those recent positive detections.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.